This is the Chief and Sean Show, and we are live in the 405.
We're not live, but we are back.
We're live.
No, we're not. We are back.
And we're live.
Weekly, not live.
We're sort of live.
Okay, to everyone listening, or, well...
The people who are listening.
The few that listen, here's the deal. Speed Society is going to be hosting all of these podcasts. You're going to be seeing a ton from these guys. How big are they, Sean?
It's the biggest automotive website in the world, and, I mean, they got a lot of cool shit.
Yeah, we're stoked to be working with guys like that, for sure. Anytime we can align ourselves with other huge automotive people, this is perfect. So,
also, stop listening now and go and like it and comment on it, and the sooner you do that, hopefully, the more podcast episodes you'll hear.
The Crow 405, Murder Nova, Midwest Street Cars, like it, comment on us, tell us who you are, tell us why you listen to it. Keep this going, please. There are people that don't want this to keep going.
There's people right now trying to put an end to this. They don't want us on the air.
And we got guys like Speed Society that want to help us keep it going. So
welcoming us.
Let's do it. Rock and roll. Help everybody out.
And while you're there, check it out. Their website's awesome.
Yo. We're back. Mama. Tuesday. In the meth shack here at Midwest Street Cars.
It's exactly 4:05 right now.
It's 4:05.
It's 4:05 in the afternoon. Wow. In the 4:05 with the 4:05.
That's right.
Oh, it's over. It's 4:06.
4:06. Well,
can't talk about
moment's
that
gone.
Yeah. Fuck it.
Another member of the 4:05 is with us today here. We have Shane.
Shane
and Bob.
Hello.
Are both here with us today. They have the Blackbird Vega. That's what you call it, right? Blackbird Vega. What's with the Blackbird thing? Are Vegas a bird? I don't know. What's a Vega?
I don't know what a Vega is.
What is a Vega?
Shane should know. He's got three of them.
It's an H-body.
I'll Google it.
It's an H-body.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Now, where did they get the name Vega?
Yeah.
I do not know.
Why?
Because you don't have a Vega from what the internet says. You have a Pontiac.
Uh-oh.
What
I do
is
have
it
a
busted.
Vega. It's still in
What's
the shop.
What's the Pontiac that they say his car is?
Astri or whatever.
Astri.
Whatever you want to call it. I like those taillights better. I don't really care.
So it still has the Pontiac taillights in it?
Yes.
Okay.
Nice.
It's registered. It's a VIN number is a Vega VIN.
It's a Spanish word.
I don't know because I've never seen those taillights.
But you know, it's kind of like.
Sean has seen the taillights.
Le Mans, GTO. Yeah. Who gives a shit? It's all the same.
Vega, Astri.
Astri.
Bird.
The definition is a large plain or valley, typically a fertile and grassy.
We lost a listener.
Okay, so Vega is a what?
A large plain or valley. Typically a fertile or grassy one.
You have a fertile, grassy car?
I guess. I don't
know.
All right,
well, fucking there you go.
There you go.
Learning. We're learning. Yeah.
It has been.
All right, so give us the scoop on your car.
On yourself.
Yeah,
first.
Actually, yeah, let's
hear about you.
Yeah, let's hear about you. Let's hear about you, Shane.
How far back do we want to go?
Well, okay, so Shane, number, what are you currently on television on the list?
Who knows? I already forgot.
Number 8 or
it's
something.
It's down there pretty
way down there.
It's way down there.
It's down there.
Number 8 on the list.
Is it 5 or better?
No.
Oh, okay, then.
No.
I don't know.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know. It's just below 5.
I haven't tried to get there.
It's not in the top 5.
Problems. I haven't having problems.
Yeah, I got you. All right. So who are you? Where'd you come from? Why are you in this shithole street racing world that everybody hates?
I love street racing. But
a win's a win.
Yep. A win is a win. Yeah. The shit I say.
I haven't known you very long, like most of the guys that we race with. Most of the guys I've been racing with since I was 15, 16 years old. So I haven't known you that long, and you didn't come up around the Oklahoma City area. You're from Western Oklahoma.
Yes. Elk City.
Elk City area out there. And so what's the thing out there? I mean, did you just start street racing out in the country, or pickups or tractors? Yeah, I mean, were you like Kevin Bacon and Footloose racing tractors? What the fuck?
Nah, I got me a car my senior year in high school. Vega,
1977.
Is that the round headlight?
Yes,
it is.
It's the round headlight.
Yeah, red and round headlight. ugly ass.
That's what I was hoping it was.
Burnt red.
It's the one you still got?
Yeah, I still got it.
Okay, that's the car he drove whenever I first met him.
Okay, so Sean, how long have you known Shane?
Me and Shane used to party a lot in high school, so since high school.
So y'all were like way back besties?
Well, nah, I would say we were besties, but we knew each other. We hung out.
Okay. I mean, small towns, you know. I mean, I was from Sayre. You know, he's from Elk.
12-minute drive.
Yeah.
What'd y'all do, like go cow tipping and shit together?
I was going to say, there's not much. There's nothing but dirt roads out that way.
We definitely hit a lot of dirt roads. So, you know.
I bet y'all didn't.
Drunk a couple
of
cases.
We did. We did.
Had a couple cases of beer together.
So. Yeah. I got you. All right.
Jaeger bombs for everyone.
Yeah.
Never again.
So you raced a burnt orange Vega back then?
Yes, yes. It was actually the car I schooled Sean in.
Oh, really?
Back in the day, yep.
You used to outrun Sean?
Why you got to bring up old shit?
Yeah, we're going to bring up old shit. Oh, well, yeah, this is going down.
Okay, hang on.
Yeah, ran me one time.
You beat Sean? So what's the scoop there? Back in the day beat Sean?
Yeah, yeah. And Sean, he put a car together, 69 Camaro, if I do recall.
It was.
Blower car, big block. With nitrous?
I didn't spray it.
Hey, let's let's do this story right. You show up to my work. I'm working there, turning wrenches for a living. It was Kennard ATV and Cycle at the time. Turning wrenches on motorcycles and ATVs. Sean shows up on a Saturday and says, hey, I want to race you. Okay.
Well, Shane was the man. So, like, back in the day, Shane was the man.
What? What bizarro world is this?
When I first met Shane, it didn't matter what you had, because Shane was that guy who he lived with his parents till he was like, 42 or something?
Yeah, something like
so,
that.
So, I mean, he was an old-ass man still living with his parents. So he had one of everything. I mean, I'm talking, this guy had motorcycles, he had jet skis, he had boats, he had
I never had no
race
boat.
Cars.
Sounds like a badass life.
Bust out another thousand. Fuck that.
Yeah. And four-wheel drive trucks. I mean, he had one of everything, and pretty much everybody around Elk, if you needed some work done, you took it to Shane. It didn't matter if it was rebuild motor, rebuild a transmission, set your gears up in your rear end. Shane pretty much did it all.
Shane was the guy.
Yeah,
man.
So
I was the go-to guy.
I got my car first running, of course I wanted to outrun Shane, you know.
So you went up to the man's work and called him out?
Yeah, yeah.
While he's working?
Yeah, while I'm working.
You know, he's working. I don't know.
So I said, where's your car? He said, it's out front. I'll go look at it.
I was driving it. I was driving it around is what it was.
Looking for Shane.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we go out and look at it, and I'm like, oh, okay. It looks all right. It's medium tire.
It was a 28 10.5. Come on.
Yeah, whatever.
You had an 8.5 on
your
car.
Yeah, I had 8.5-inch tire.
Yeah, okay.
Hit big block with nitrous. And
what'd you have?
Small block, Chevrolet, 8.5-inch tire, stock chassis Vega.
It's weird how when he talks about Sean's car, he makes sure big block, yep. Nitrous.
Big block, nitrous, big tire.
Yeah. His car, just small block, stock chassis, 8.5-inch tire. Yeah.
No, but it ran 10.0s every time he took it out.
Christ.
Yeah, it didn't matter.
Back then?
It ran 10.0s.
That's fast back then.
Period.
Hell, that's fast right now. You go on a Saturday night here with a 10.0 car, and you ain't getting fucked.
You're in clean house.
Yeah. So you had your car there or no?
No, no. My car was in resting at my mom and dad's shop.
Behind your house? Yeah, with your roommates?
Yeah. So I told him, I said, hey, we'll race tonight. I'll call you. Let me run home, put the battery charger in, and go by the race shop and get some race fuel. Yeah, I'll blow the dust off of it.
So this is a race gas deal.
Put some.
Oh, yeah. Mine was pump gas. No, mine was pump gas.
Who would not want to run race gas?
It
smells so good.
Made like 8 pounds of boost.
So anyway, so I go do that. We meet up later. And
M-E-A-T.
So where at in this fucking godforsaken place do you live? Where is the meat spot? Where did y'all meet? Dairy Queen or what?
Yeah, we met at the church.
It's old 66.
Old 66.
Oh, nice.
Concrete.
Straight up. Uh-huh. Good concrete.
Concrete type guy.
Route 66, that's Portland concrete.
Yeah. Yep.
18-foot wide?
No, it is narrow. This was about...
No, 18-foot is super narrow. Yeah. That's old Route 66.
You pull the cars up next to each other. Somebody opens their door, they're going to hit the other car.
Yeah, that's the
like
way
right
was.
In front of Fort Reno out there. That's 18-foot Route 66,
that's what it
Portland
was.
Concrete.
Yeah. That's what it was.
Yeah.
That was the original OG Route 66.
Well, that's where we raced.
It was good
we
concrete,
raced.
Though.
Yeah.
And it
we
was,
didn't pour anything out or anything.
No.
We just did burnouts and then rolled.
Hit it.
Who flagged it?
No, I don't think
we did a horn. I only one
had
a horn.
A horn.
You didn't have a horn.
I didn't have a horn. Hell
had
no.
Had a hornet, man.
Yeah, he did. He honked her off 3 times, and I railed the tires off the whole pass, and he got me by like a car.
Yeah, I don't know. All I know
he outran me by
he
like
lost.
A car. But all I know is both of us was like this. Actually, his car, it didn't make much power. It just hooked up and went on an 8.5-inch tire.
I ain't going to lie. I ran nitrous. I ran nitrous forever.
Yeah.
Nitrous on a small block.
I'm guessing there was no cross the center line rule there.
There wasn't, because I crossed it on both sides.
I was so far ahead, I don't know what he was doing back there.
Oh, damn. Yeah,
he wasn't so that far
digging into old wound here. Getting into an old wound.
Yeah.
But he had the nitrous on it, and I was like, well, you're going to need that nitrous. You better spray it before we even started this deal. And he's like, no, I'm not going to spray it. It'll probably blow up. I said, well,
yeah.
Okay, then don't spray it then. So we make our run. Now we turn around. I said, oh, let's do it again. You just go when you're ready.
Oh, wow.
We did?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
On the way back, remember?
You don't remember this part.
We lined back up at the finish.
It sounds like something you would say, old smart ass.
You remember? And we switched lanes.
You remember?
We switched lanes.
You know you remember.
We switched lanes, and Roger was in the passenger seat with you.
Yeah. Oh, really? Y'all switched lanes, did it again, coming back.
I had a passenger, though.
And
Roger.
I
went off the road, remember? I went off
Holy
in the grass.
Shit.
I believe
and
it.
I come back up on the road, and we still kept going. And
of course we did.
Passed you at the very end. But that's when we was.
Yeah, I doubt. We ran a quarter mile, though.
Yeah,
like
we ran a quarter mile back in because
I went off the road and all this, and then I passed at the very end there.
Yeah.
But anyways, we raced all the way back. So I let him go.
And we ran a quarter mile.
It was stupid. It was fun, though.
Yeah, it sounds like a good time. Was there any money on it?
No.
No, we didn't put no money on it. No, we just. He wanted to race, and.
This guy, though, I mean, hitting the ditch ain't nothing. Like,
well, he had a fucking Vega.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. Yeah, and he had way more room than I did, even though our lanes were the same.
Yeah, because he had a Vega.
That's the size of mine.
Yeah, you roll the windows down.
It didn't matter what road I went on. I had so much more room than another guy in a full body car.
Yeah.
Like, let's race. And they're like, man, I ain't going down that road. Why not? I will.
What did I say about that road?
You said, yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Yeah, Sean don't ever bitch about the road. Neither does Shane. We were racing in Tulsa, and it rained out.
Yeah.
And we all went home.
Oh, I remember this one.
Speaking of
we all went home, and fucking Shane and Boosted start mouthing off to each other. And
then, in the group text.
Yeah, in the group text. And then before you know it, they're talking about they're going across town to find a dry street. And I don't think they ever found a dry one, but it was maybe not as
wet. No,
but
the one that they found was good enough.
It wasn't as wet as the one we were on.
Rocks all over it.
Yeah, they ended up racing it. We get pictures of the group text and the Vegas in the fucking ditch. And Shane's got mud all in his face and all over his fucking head. Jesus.
It looked like he was winning that race until you exit stage.
Boosted passed at the very end there.
Yeah, he did. He passed.
Yeah, he did. He made it to the finish line.
With a little bitty tire and a small block.
Yeah. Yeah. I went in the ditch.
It happens. Sometimes you take the ditch route.
We pulled the car out of the ditch. I went straight to the car wash. We washed all the mud out of it, fired the car up, loaded it up, and come home.
Because it's a fucking Vega. So that's badass.
We had it stripped down to nothing. The doors off of it, the front clip. I mean, it was down to nothing. I told my dad, get the duct tape out. Let's tape up the Pro Charger so we don't get no water in there.
Good fucking call.
Tire washing away.
Washing. All right. Okay. Now Elk City is it's a big car town. I know that because I've been out there. They have big car shows every year.
We used to have the Elk City car show, and we had street races with the car show.
Yeah. Before, I remember like 08, 07, 06, I don't know, way back, I mean, 10 years ago, probably they had, before street racing was even getting bigger, TV shows about it or whatever. Like, they had full-blown legal street races through the main road in Elk City on concrete. Man, that was some of the funnest times ever. You go out there and all day just hot lap your junk on the street. It was freaking badass.
That's the first time you ever met Shane, right? Well, I don't even know if you met him, but
no,
remember,
you turned around
and you go, who the fuck is this guy?
Yeah,
and Shane's walking up there with a sprayer.
Yeah.
He's got full-blown VHD, he's fixing a spray.
We're in Elk City, and we brought our cars, and I'm thinking, ain't nobody out here got anything for us, period. You know, like, nobody out here, they don't street race in Elk City. They've got, you know, they might race trucks and shit, but they ain't got nothing fast. And the next thing you know, fucking dildo Shane's out there with a pump sprayer, and he's fucking lighting the road on fire. I was like, who the fuck is this guy? Sean's like, that's Shane. He's the fastest guy around here. I was like, no shit. That's badass. That deal got so big that people would come from all over the country to that race in Elk City. And we had the biggest names in street racing would go to Elk City every year to do that legal street race. It was huge, man. It was a big deal. We were going to do cash days there one year, and then
you know,
there's some differences.
We kind of, well, I mean, I'll be honest. They didn't set the street races up for guys like us. They set the street races up for the car show guys.
It's car show.
The guy with their street rods that talk a little smack at the car show.
And the old tea buckets out there.
Instead of going outside of town and spinning their tires, they were going to let them race right there through town for all the town to see.
That's kind of how it got started is I would, the night of the car show, they have the truck crews on Saturday night. Well, I would park in Radio Shack parking lot, and I would try to find me a race.
At the Radio Shack.
I mean, that's the way, that's what we did in every little town.
And it got where I was friends with the people that did put on the car show, and they're like, hey, what if we start trying to do a little street race deal? Would that, would you be interested? And I was like, yeah. So basically it was trying to get me from racing.
Yeah, from taking the car show guys outside of town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And schooling them and taking their money, and they've been drinking beer, and then they want to fight after I outrun them. So,
right.
And it did happen. Many times, I've been there.
We used to go to all those small town car shows because that was the big thing, man. Before the cars got so fast, and before the industrial parks and all that stuff that we went, you know, tried to make it safer, and before all that, I mean, the big thing was is you find the biggest car shows in our area, 4 or 5 state area, and we would go to the car crews.
There's always somebody there. They always have
a car cruise at the car show, and there's always somebody in a big car show that thinks they have a fast car. And so we would park our cars. I remember we used to go to Vernon every year. We used to go to Arc City, Kansas every year, all those big car shows. And we'd just park our cars on the main car cruise and wait for races and anybody who thought they were fast. And you know, it got so bad there for a while where we were having trouble finding races, and then – so we were down in Vernon, and we'd bring shoe polish and ride it all over the back windows of the cars and park them on the cruise and say, you know, Oklahoma has the fastest street cars in Texas. And we'd park that. You want to talk about mad. You got the whole town of Vernon drunk at a car cruise, and you backed your car up to the main cruise there, and it says Oklahoma has the fastest street race cars in Texas. Dude, those guys got pissed.
Well, they used to come to Elk City.
And then that's when they, we thought we were being smartasses by putting that shit on our back window. And then they started calling people from Dallas and Fort Worth. That's how we met Ronnie Pace and all them is from doing that kind of shit. You pick on these little small towns and try and make some money here and there. And the next thing you know, the guy at the service station in Vernon starts calling his buddies from Fort Worth and his racing buddies from here. And then before you know it, you got cars with funny car cages showing up. And we were like, dude, that was the thing. That was the cool part about it was just going to all those little small towns because the internet wasn't so big and the Facebook thing wasn't so huge back then. So it wasn't like you show up in a little town and everybody on Facebook says, oh my God, Ronnie Pace is in Vernon.
Yeah.
It was like you just hung out there looking for a race and you could find new guys you've never met before and race them. It was, man, that was some of the coolest times ever were hitting those little towns, Elk City. And
that's how I met you. I mean, that's a first thing, Sean goes, hey, I want to introduce you to Chief. I said, okay. I went over there, and he goes, hey, this is Chief. Good to meet you. Oh, this is the Chief off Pink's?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, cool. All right. Yeah. I went back to spraying.
Yeah. Yeah, it was Elk City was badass. And eventually, though, they, you know, we got too fast.
We fucked it up.
It's what we do. We take it far beyond driven.
Yeah, and we take it too far.
And we made it where it ain't fun for them anymore, and we brought full-on race cars and rigs, and people from all over the country started coming down to this race, and that really wasn't what they were doing it for, so they kindly asked us to kick rocks, and we did. And
if I do remember, y'all left and come back to the 405 to finish the races.
We ended up taking all the cash, and one of the cars wrecked.
If I do recall that year.
I think that's when Janitor rolled his car.
Yep. He was okay, though. He was going to kick the windshield out of the race again, but the car was just jacked up. But, that was the big thing, man, was hitting all those small towns. So that's kind of where you came from is that whole thing. So when people would come to Elk City before,
they would go
internet
get Shane.
And Facebooks.
They'd go get
when
Shane.
Somebody fast would come to Elk City, and they'd say, who you got this fast? You're the guy. You were the guy at the service station with the Vega.
And
you
if not, I mean, I know that. And if not, he was the guy who built the motor in the fast car. I know for a long time there was a really fast car around Elk, and it was GTO. And Shane built it all.
Oh, yeah. Know?
And it was one of the fastest GTO. Cars around.
That's awesome.
And it was a
fucking Pontiac.
Street-driven Pontiac. I like Pontiac. I do.
Yeah, you got Pontiac taillights from what I heard.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
I'm not a Not a hater on Pontiacs. I like
So, it's cool that that's what you came from. It's cool that, you know, that, that you, you are still kind of involved in all that in Elk City. And then, you know, you, you actually, so you've taken this even one step further, and now you've helped come up with this giant, this thing that's getting just bigger and bigger by the minute.
Oh,
you're putting on now legit legal street races in Sayre, Oklahoma.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Not just like car show street races. I'm talking like race cars. Like
yeah, there's no show before it. You just
there's
show
no
up.
Car show, there's no
up.
Cruise.
They got a tree out there.
Only rules. Only rules there is you got to have insurance and registration on the car.
So it's got to be a street car.
Insurance
and registration. That's street car right there. So
because you got to make the loop back on the county road and the state highway.
So,
so you have to be able to drive it a little
so
bit.
So it's not like those aren't the rules that you put in place. I mean, it's like you're going to go to jail or get a ticket if you, when you get done racing, because you can't come back that way. You have to get on the county road and drive your car back to your trailer. Okay, so that's cool. It has
about
to
a
be,
half mile.
It has to be legit.
Yeah.
And if you're willing to take a ticket for slicks or whatever, that's on you. But you have to have insurance registration so you don't get your car towed.
Yeah.
That's badass.
They let us slide on the slicks, but just don't be an ass out in front of the houses that's over there. Just keep your cool and drive back normal.
That's small town America right there. Yeah. See that shit still exists. There's still people who think that this shit's cool enough to do it and not worry about what the newspaper says.
Yeah, the grassroots part of it.
Yeah, there's still that going on. So these big races that you're putting on in Sayre, there's two or three a month, two or three a summer or whatever?
Yeah. We try to do one once a month.
What's it called?
Sayre Street Races.
That's right to the
pretty
point.
Pretty basic.
Yeah.
Right to the point.
I mean, you can't really fuck that deal up.
Sayre. Sayre, right?
Yeah.
Is there a website for that or anything?
Facebook? I think so, yeah. Facebook and...
Okay, Sayre Street Races. Check it out. Yeah. I've seen some videos from these races, and I'm not going to lie. These aren't car show, truck, farmer races here. This is legit racing going on.
We have a small tire and big tire shootout. I mean, it's $100 to get in, winner take all. No rules.
No shit.
And then there's grudge racing.
And then there's grudge racing. Pick your own race. Do whatever you want. You want
to
bet on it.
How many people
show
up to this deal?
A lot.
Like I say, Phantom and Sean showed up to that one, and wow, it was just a...
Yeah, and as soon as I let off the button, I broke both axles on my truck.
Just
Shane's out there fucking prepping.
Shane's out there with the pump sprayer.
Shane's out there with a pump sprayer.
I know how to prep.
Everything, right?
I know how to prep. Yeah. It will pull your shoes off sometimes.
It will.
Well, I mean, you know, normally we don't like prep. Normally we try and get off the prep. But out there where you guys are doing it, I mean,
we do it for
you don't
safety.
Have roads like we have here in the city.
No, it's blacktop.
You know, you got out there is blacktop country roads with dirt all over them. So, you know, prep it, make it a little safer, and that way you don't have the accidents. And then, because if you have an accident or something like that, they're going to take it from you.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to do it again.
We get somebody hurt, it's done.
Yeah. That's so badass. And it's eighth mile?
Eighth mile, yes.
Sort of.
So are you still?
It's pretty short.
Are you still the man out there? If someone was to show up from out of town, I mean, you know, like the movie Two Lane Blacktop, okay? The guy pulls into the gas station, one of my favorite movies of all time. I watch it.
It's great.
I watch it nonstop. So the guy pulls into the gas station in that 55 and
terrible movie, but great story.
Yeah. I mean, and the kid pumping the gas, he starts asking, you know, big block, did you build the headers?
Yeah, is that 396? Yeah. 454.
Yeah. And then next thing you know, the guy comes out and he's like, you know, buddy of mine's got a fast panel truck.
Oh,
you know what I mean? And
then
he starts laughing. I bet it blow our doors clean off. So if that happens, if somebody shows up to Sayre Street Races with something fast, is your car there for the most part?
Most part, it's there. It's there.
Anybody out there can outrun you? Is anybody out there outrun you?
I have been outrun there. I won't lie.
You have?
Yes, I have.
Who outrun you at the Sayre Street Races?
Carl Scott. I won't lie.
Carl Scott.
Got me.
The honey badger.
He got me.
Carl Scott. He's a big thing in Western Oklahoma, too.
Yeah.
Carl Scott's
North.
Well, he's Woodward Western. Area,
yeah,
right?
Woodward. Yeah, Woodward. That's where my dad used to drag race back when he was a teenager.
Yeah, Carl's a big deal out there. He's been around a long time. Hell, he was one of the original fastest streetcar guys around here. Did the
drag week deal.
Yes, he won
the very first one.
Won the drag week deal.
Very first one.
Had the red tomato.
Pump gas drags back then. Right?
Yeah. Very start was pump gas drags.
He was the first one that I ever saw at any of those type events that, like, literally didn't give a shit. So he burnt the pistons up, and he put pistons in it.
Put pistons in it.
On the side of the road. You know what I mean? Finished
the race. They used a grinder to file fit the rings.
Yep. And we were all, you know, of course, I still use a grinder to file fit the rings. That was a little trick David Comstock taught me a long time ago. I was like, wow, you're already done grinding those rings? He goes, that makes quick work of them.
Yep.
They're not going to be in the motor very long anyway, nope. So who cares?
Nope.
Them nitrous guys, I won't keep them in there long.
So, yeah, so Western Oklahoma, you got Carl Scott, Shane. Who else is fast
out there? There's a couple of cars. Shannon Rodriguez, his car's pretty fast. Harley Menacher. Shannon's the one that actually got me into racing.
You know Shannon.
Racing.
He helps Shane.
He paints my car. Painted my car.
Oh, yeah, right on. Okay, yeah. I got you.
Shannon's painting body.
Okay. And he painted your car?
Drop yes. in there, Shane. Nice.
That's a good plug. That's a good plug there. I like it. You know, Shannon's painting body.
Yeah, you know Shannon from Shannon's painting body. That's awesome. His wife's the one that has the Phantom tag. Her yes. Tahoe says Phantom on it. And every time I used to see it, I used to go, oh.
That's cool, man.
But he's the one that got me into it. He had a little 60, I think it was 68 Firebird small block on it. And it's fast. I won't lie. Before I had my car, I wanted to buy it. I just didn't have the money. I was a 14-year-old kid on a bicycle. I couldn't afford that.
Yeah, I know. I know the feeling.
So
I know the feeling.
But
for
that,
sure.
I'd wheel my bicycle over to his shop and I'd check out what he was always working on.
It's crazy, you know. I always wonder, like in other states and shit, are there like small towns where people know of the fast guy? You know, because like Oklahoma's big like that. I mean, I can remember a time where any direction you went out of the city, you're going to encounter somebody that's fast. Like if you went towards Guthrie, you got the D-Mosses, right? Mm-hmm. Anywhere around Guthrie, you're going to end up with the D-Mosses. If you go southwest, you're going to, in the Lawton, Altus area, you're going to end up with Stacy Kinney and his whole family. And Stacy, he was always down to race on a dirt road. You know what I mean? Yeah. He'd race on any surface. And he used to go to all those little car shows. And then out west was Carl Scott and you. And, you know,
like
if you
Shawnee
go.
Shawnee area, you'd run into
Oh, yeah, you go out towards Shawnee, you got Bo Woody and
his buddy.
Ron Shores.
Yep, Ron Shores.
You know, they were a big deal out there. You know, there was always, you know, always little towns that had fast guys in them, and you always heard about them, you know.
Altus, Oklahoma, there's always some fast cars because the guys that work on them. Base, you know.
Yep.
They
fast
cars.
Altus, Lawton,
there
was a bunch of military guys
Mustang,
there. Mustang.
Mustang town.
God, every time I went to street race in Lawton, it was nothing but Mustangs and bikes. Because the military guys love their bikes.
They do.
So, yeah, that's cool. I really like that shit. That's really cool. I want to go out to the Sarah Street races sometime. I've seen a bunch of video and shit of it. It looks really awesome. How much does it cost to race?
I forgot.
Well, right on. All right. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's not bad.
Yeah, it's $25, $30, something like that.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure it says it
on the
website.
Then you just show your proof of insurance and registration. We just want to make sure that. Oh, and driver's license. We want to make sure you have a driver's license.
Oh, that could be a problem.
So
I got the card.
With you.
Yeah. I mean, you're not going to call it in or nothing, right?
Well.
How far are we going to take this?
I mean, you know, I got to make sure it's valid.
Yeah. So, it's a good time. Good time.
It is. I'd really like to go back out there. I mean, I don't know how. I don't think that you could even run your car out there right now.
Since
you put the F3 on it,
not now.
You got to be doing at least 105 in the 8th.
Yeah.
So, not real sure if you can shut it down.
102.5.
Now,
it's fast enough to outrun you in cash days.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I mean, you know.
Shit.
When you don't get out of the hole, you know, and smoke the tires.
Yeah. Hey,
it doesn't take much.
I knew you was going to have problems.
You could have done 57 and outrun me. Yeah, I wouldn't hang that one on your belt.
Damn. I will admit, a win's a win.
A win's a win. So many people on Facebook are just quoting that right now. A win is a win.
I said that like 100 times, and they took the crappiest one.
I've known you for a little while, okay, and I've talked to you a lot. You come by the shop and shit, and you hang out. And in your interviews, when you turn into Clint Eastwood. That's my favorite part. It's like, I don't know. It's like, because I've done a lot
of. Just the look and everything.
I've done a lot of interviews, and they're never shining like bright lights in my face or nothing.
Maybe the sun was setting on his ass.
I'm just wondering if, like, when they get Shane in there, do they got like a bunch of light beam, like laser beams in your eyes? Because you look like you're
put that LED light up there, and it is so bright.
It looks like he's glaring right into the sun.
So bright.
He's just
and it all, changes his voice.
Yeah,
and everything.
His voice gets all deep. And
I'm so uncomfortable when I do this.
Man, it's great. It's one of my favorite parts of the show. When you first got on the show, you know, everybody was like, well, Shane's going to be fast and his car's badass and he's going to be good for the list. But, you know, like, what about the show? And I'm like, well, we don't care about the show. We just, whoever the fuck we are is who we are. Yeah. And they're like, yeah, but, you know, the producers and stuff are like, yeah, but is Shane going to be like,
is he going to be good interesting? On TV?
Is he going to be good on TV? And I was like, oh, fuck, I don't know.
That's I doubt it.
Yeah, I doubt it. He's probably going to fucking tank.
He's going to fucking suck. He's just going to sit
he brings his buddy Bob out, and then it's fucking creepy as shit, okay? I'm gonna put this out here. It's fucking creepy as shit to see a grown man playing with a half of a mannequin, but you do it so elegantly. Like, when you ask Bob questions and you talk to Bob, dude, I laugh so fucking hard. I don't know why it's so funny to me, but, and then, like, you answer for Bob and everything, and, like, are you doing that shit for the show? I mean, is that for the fucking show? Do you fucking, when you go home working in your car, do you talk to Bob?
Man, I won't lie. That thing has been in my shop since I started building this car, and it's set over on some boxes in the corner of the shop. At my house.
Talking to you when it was sitting on the box.
And it gets lonely in Western Oklahoma.
I'd be sitting in that shop working on my car. I'll just look up and there's that mannequin.
Yeah.
What are you looking at? You know? And just go back to work.
I would love to be a fucking fly on the wall in that room.
The creepiness I love that. Out of control.
Sean would come over every once in a while, and every time he walked through the door, that thing would scare the living daylights out of him. Would. He's like, you need to get rid of that
thing. All dressed up and shit. You know, it looked like somebody sitting over there, and you know, not real good lights and shit in his shop behind his house. And I always think it was somebody. Yeah, because he
doesn't like the light in his eye; he gets all glary.
You know, and this was 3-4 years ago, probably. Way before the show started.
Yeah, it's,
you know, and
so that's
like a thing.
That's you.
No, he didn't come up with Bob just for the show.
No,
he's been
a weirdo ever since I met him.
Oh, yeah. Not everybody that drives a Vega is all smart. So.
That's pretty funny.
Oh, dude.
I know y'all think that.
I remember the producer that was working on the show with us. When she first met Shane, she was like, oh, God. She's like, this isn't going to work.
It's going to be a train wreck.
Yeah, she's like, he's just dead. Like, he's just dead. No. Energy whatsoever, no charisma. And then she had to drive all the way out there to do the interviews with him. And when she got back, she was just like, okay, I get it. And I was like, what? She goes, wait till you see it hit the show. Like, he's fucking talking to the mannequin. And I was like, are you shitting me? And she's like, no. Like, full blown in the interview, he's conversing with the mannequin about the race. And I was
it was the greatest thing ever.
Oh, God, dude. As soon as it hit TV, I was laughing my fucking ass off.
Aiden thinks it's the greatest thing. I mean, it's pretty funny.
It's gotten so bad. I got my kids talking to him.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
My daughter will walk in there and say, hi, Bob.
Yeah.
I'm just glad that it's not just for the show. Because when I first saw it, I was like, oh, no, this is going to be some crazy gimmick for the show. But, like, the fact that this has been going on before the show and that you've always been a kind of a creepster.
Creepster.
Well, I was getting the car ready one night for a street race, and Bob was sitting over there, so I threw him in the car.
You wanted somebody to go with you, huh?
I threw him in the car, and it just stuck. I mean, people were going like, who's riding with Shane with no helmet?
Well, with no
helmet. They thought somebody was in there.
I know one thing, and the first time that he came on the show, Bob didn't ride with him. So I was like, what the fuck, man?
Oh, because you knew that Bob rode with him.
No, yeah.
So
no,
why,
I knew,
so
and
why
I
wasn't
asked
Bob
because
raced?
He thought that it was going to be fucked up, and he thought that nobody would, you know. I asked him, I was like, where's the mannequin? You know, I didn't really know his name was Bob at the time. I was like, dude, where's the mannequin? He's like, oh, man, I didn't bring him. And I was like, what? Why not? Why would you not, you know?
So this is such a real thing that you were embarrassed because you didn't want to bring it on the show.
Well, he thought people would think he was fucked up.
Yeah.
Oh, why would they think that?
I asked him the same question that same night.
Racing with him in Elk.
Yeah, nobody knew who I was in the 405. I mean, Sean knew and Kentucky knew about my car. We kind of kept it on the down low,
well,
you know.
About you.
It was I didn't want a whole lot of people knowing I had it. So
You didn't want a lot of people knowing
that's
that
why,
talked to
that's why the Blackbird's there. The, you know, like SR-71, the Blackbird, it was a secret. It was hush-hush before it was built and spy plane type stuff and nobody knew about it. It was a big hush-hush. I didn't want people knowing. And then all of a sudden, I just hit the streets with it, and they were like just knocking them out, man.
Just fucking everybody up in Elk. Elk City.
And then after that first, what? The round robin deal, right? That you got on the list with.
Yeah.
Then well, because the next race.
Because you
then,
were out there in Western Oklahoma and you were street racing and I kept hearing about, you know, this damn Vega thing.
It creeped Dominator out. He's like, what the fuck?
It's hard to creep Dominator because Dominator's a fucking freak, dude. The shit that Dominator says sometimes fucks me
he
up.
Does,
God
he
damn,
does.
Dude. He's scary. That guy's got some shit going on in there. Whoa. Whoa.
Yeah.
We couldn't even get into it in a podcast.
We'll have to get him on here pretty soon.
Yeah, oh, my God. So, because I had heard over and over about this Vague out in Western Oklahoma and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, he kept coming to the shop and talking about he wanted a shot. And I was like, dude. Who have you fucking raced?
Sean kept saying,
you
know? he's not ready.
Well, I raced this
ready.
Guy and this guy. I'm like, ain't nobody ever heard of them motherfuckers. They ain't fast. Who the fuck are you? Who are you? Who are they? I don't give a shit. And then finally, he was up here talking smack. And there was another guy in the city who was, you know, talking a bunch of smack about the list. And we ain't shit. And, you know, Matt Ass Harry. Yeah, with the third gen.
Yeah.
And he's been street racing with me since high school, you know what I mean? And his car was fast. Me and him raced a bunch back in the day. And so he starts bringing his car back out, and he's beating people. And then fucking Shane shows up out here and takes him. Where'd y'all go? Sooner, right?
Yeah, Sooner.
Went where, on Sooner Road.
That's, if I do recall, that's the night that Sean invited me up, and he was going to race Crazy Kelly. And
I don't even remember this.
You called me and said, hey, Crazy Kelly's in town. You want to come watch a race? And I'm like, yeah, I'll come up. My wife was gone out of town. My kids were at the grandparents. And I was like, yeah, I'll come up here. Jumped in. Phantom was there. And
no, I remember you racing. There was a bunch of races. But
went,
I don't remember the Crazy Kelly
we,
thing.
We
yeah,
went and
I
watched Sean
Crazy
race
thing.
Crazy Kelly. And we was in the truck just through racing. And we was headed back to Sean's house. And I said, give me a year. I'll be back. I'll be racing.
Okay,
give me a year.
You just came up and watched that
Yeah.
One. Okay. I do remember that.
Sooner Road
I knew to go to, and I'm like, let's go to Sooner.
We went because we parked at McDonald's or somewhere, and you drove.
I
all
drove.
The way
I drove all the way to
the
Sooner.
I remember.
And passed a cop. Remember?
Yeah.
Passed
a
cop.
You remember that loud ass Pro Charger?
Because you were hanging out the window.
Yeah. I went to Sooner to watch the race because pretty much to me this was the next. You know, the next contender, you know what I mean? Because you had, at that time, BBC Mike, the Gold Car, Matt Afshari, and then Shane. And those are the guys I kept hearing about wanting, you know, and the Gold Car had three shots, but he was getting back out on the real streets. And he was, you know, trying to work his way back into a spot where he could jump on the list. And so the Gold Car had beat BBC Mike. And then Matt Afshari went out and beat BBC Mike, I think. And so then it was like, okay, so it's pretty much between, you know, Matt Afshari and Shane here on who's going to get a shot. And then Shane took Matt Afshari over off Sooner Road. And I remember I was watching the race, and the cops came after the race. And I got stuck. Me and Monkey went, had to go through a field. And we were sitting in a field for like an hour waiting on the cops to leave.
For that.
And Baron comes driving through the field. And we're like, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, hey, what are y'all doing? And I was like, get the fuck away. We're hiding. Why do you think we're out here in the middle of a field with all our lights off, sitting here like a couple of fucking teenagers making
here
out?
He comes to wreck the day.
Yeah. He's like, what are y'all doing out here?
Only Baron.
He's like, what are y'all doing out here? I was like, we're back to back jerking off. What's it look like we're doing? We're hiding from the cops, you fucking moron. And then we fucking sat out there while the cops were all around that place waiting on them to finally. And finally, we got a chance where we left. But
I raced and just drove my car right back to my trailer.
How'd you do?
Got the hell out of there.
How'd you do in the race?
I won.
Exactly. You won. So next thing you know, then he's on my ass about getting on the list. And so you got in a round robin that you went to the final of the round robin.
Yes.
And what happened?
I won. A win's nice. A win.
A win's a win. Wasn't it you and Henson?
Yes, against Henson. Yes. He.
And then
I don't know what happened.
Because you were on your way up and everything was going great and the car's kicking ass. And then you beat Farm Truck and then you got on the list and you moved a couple of spots. And then, man, it was just like.
I hit a brick wall.
But the car was fast enough to be up there, but you just had issue after issue.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, broken and trans brake. Banging.
After I made the list.
Sometimes it wouldn't go on the brake.
Yeah, sometimes, you know.
We. After I made the list, we found out my rear end housing was bent. Didn't know this.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's why the car was all over the
place.
Yes,
and we got that fixed, and it's been doing good. And
well, I saw him make a pass. I told him, you got to do something, man.
It was bad.
Yeah, where was we? Oh, he raced in El Reno, and it was going down the road fucking sideways.
Who'd you race in El Reno?
I can't remember.
All I know is that thing was like this down the road, just crooked as hell. And I was like, Shane. Something has fucked up on your car, man.
Oh,
don't race it anymore.
That was at El Reno.
Yeah, the El Reno
small
cruise.
Town.
Yeah,
small
town
weekend.
Another small town. Yeah,
another
like
small
and
town.
Hey, back in the day, El Reno, you had the Andrades. You went to El Reno, you had to fuck with the Andrades. You know, that's another small town thing. So Shane's like the small town hero. Bob's buddy.
Yeah, it was Matt. Yeah. It was Matt.
Oh, you raced Matt.
Oh yeah,
Matt.
You did.
He wanted a rematch. Yep.
Are you beating there too with the car going crooked?
Yeah.
It's shaving off the mile an hour is what it was doing.
It was.
And that's when you told me there's something wrong with the car, get it fixed. And so I took it straight to Don Dials and he looked at it and said, rear end housing is bent. I had no idea.
Yeah, I did.
I
can tell by looking at it.
Standing around and watching make a pass.
That was the stubborn me not wanting to admit there was a problem with my car.
Well, and you didn't want somebody else working on it because you built it in your.
It was
mom's
one
garage.
No, my house. Yeah.
With your dad's tools in your mom's garage. And that was yours.
That was the other car. That was the red car that I beat Sean with.
Oh, he just got to keep jabbing
that.
He always does. That's an old wound.
I won't let him forget that. And
to
I told
him
that
up,
a long
Sean.
Time
yeah,
ago.
You're going to have to fuck him up. You got to call him out.
That's the bad. What if he's like my, you know.
Oh, don't say it. Don't say it.
Man.
Moving on.
I'll say it. Pat Kelly.
Yeah. All right. So you got on the list and then, wait a minute. Did you crashed your fucking car?
Yeah, he did.
Well, other than just throwing it in the ditch and curbs and shit.
No,
you
no,
actually crashed.
No, he rolled that thing.
At
but that
Valley.
Was before you were on the list.
Yes. Okay. I was, the plan was I was going to build this car and I wanted to do drag week. It was the 10th anniversary. It was going to be in Oklahoma, Kansas.
Oklahoma twice.
Yeah.
Two different Oklahoma tracks, Kansas.
Yeah. And I wanted to
do
it. And I wanted my dad to go with me.
That's
so
cool.
I wanted my dad to have a good time and go with me. So we put the car together to drag week, and we did it. Had some major problems.
No.
No.
Your old,
what happened
so your old
is,
man went with you on drag week. And
we
I've seen his old man.
I remember
And
this.
I've seen the inside of a Vega.
He rode in there the whole way.
How old is your dad?
67.
67 years old. He rode in that ratty ass fucking Vega
the whole
little
time.
Ass with the
never complained.
Did he got a big intercooler and everything?
Big intercooler.
Over there.
His knees are up in his face.
Hey, I'll bet he had the time of his life.
And
but I remember Jeff Lutz was there. Jeff was texting me, and he said he sent me a picture. He sent me a picture of your Vega with like a tarp.
Oh, it was raining.
Yeah, it was raining.
And you all were sleeping in it?
What happened is...
what had happened was...
Oh, yes!
Yes!
You made your
dad... How did you sleep in that car and then get the tarp on it?
Okay. What happened... We let Thunder Valley broke a transmission input shaft. Midwest Street Cars ran to their shop and got me a transmission.
That local shop
took care of me. And brought me a transmission. I threw it in the car. And by the time we got on the road, it was like 6 o'clock in the afternoon. We got to go to Great Bend, Kansas.
Jesus.
Christ. So
in a Vega.
In a Vega. So
I don't care if the
fucking
Vega.
Loud.
I don't care if the Vega is stock.
No.
You're not riding that thing for 1,000 miles at 67 years old.
And
with an intercooler in your lap.
So we were an alternate to get in. So we didn't have no motel reservations. So usually when we'd leave the track, we would call and get motel reservations. Well, I forgot because we broke a transmission.
Well, you had other shit on your mind.
I had other stuff on my mind. We're just wanting to get the car back together and get back on the road.
So you drove all the way to Great Bend, Kansas, over to stay?
And we're trying to call.
With your old man?
Yeah. We're trying to call to get a motel room. And I'm calling. Deal. I called every motel room in
Where
Great Bend, Kansas.
Where were your bags?
In the Vega. Trailer. In the trailer. Oh, okay. We had a trailer. Okay. 4x8 trailer. That
pulling
was the rules.
Behind the Vega.
Pulling behind the Vega.
With your dad's shits in it.
Yeah.
Your dad's luggage.
Yeah.
And when did it start raining?
Hang on. I know his dad. So his dad in his luggage probably got 6 pairs of overalls.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My daddy, old school, pool field, don't go anywhere with that couple pairs of clothes. So.
Yeah, but I'll bet, honestly, he probably had one of the best times of his life on
that
trip.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Met people that we've never thought we'd ever meet before. And
they said the same thing about you.
Become pretty good friends. Still talk to him.
So your old man was ride or die to the point where he slept in the Vega. It started raining and you didn't have a motel.
We didn't have a motel. It started raining. So honest, as we was coming into Great Bend, we went straight to the track, parked the car. My dad got out, put a tarp over the car, and I went to sleep. And the track opened in like 3 hours. So I slept in the car. My dad gets in, got the tarp. He gets in there and sleeps in the passenger seat. I don't know how he did it.
Oh, my God.
Cars start rolling in at 8 o'clock in the morning, and it woke me up. I said, I'm going to go take a shower at the track before people start getting in here.
They got showers at
this
track?
Holy yes. Crap. That's a nice place. We need to go there. It's a nice facility.
Nice. So we can take a shower?
It's an old Air Force base.
It's a nice facility.
So... So
you're bird bathing in the bathroom.
Yeah. And my dad gets in the driver's seat.
Guys are at the urinal and you're over there washing your nuts in the
sink. Yep. Pretty much.
It was blackbird washing in the sink.
Drop the soap and I say, hey, can you hand me that soap? Hand me that soap down there.
So Lutz says that he pulls into the fucking track. He sees this car with a tarp on it. He lifts the tarp up and Shane was in there sleeping.
3 hours of sleep.
Jesus Christ.
Get up, go take a shower, come back. I went by and talked to Lutz on my way to the shower, and he's like, you look like death. I said, I feel like death. I went and took a shower, come back. He said, man, you look so much better. I said, I went and took a shower.
In the sink.
In the sink. No, I had 2 showers.
Wow. Okay, so how did that drag week deal turn out? You did good? You did well, right?
I did.
You did okay.
I mean, you made it.
Considering I crashed a car 12 weeks before drag week, and we put it back together.
Well, you didn't really put it back together.
Yeah, we bought a roller. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, you had to get a different car.
You tried to lie though.
That
other Sean one, put you on Front Street.
It was destroyed. It was destroyed.
You destroyed the car. She built another one.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was the same.
He bought a roller and then pretty much had to, you know.
Bought an Astri.
And it was it was the same way as my other car. It was a Vega with Astri taillights. It was the same way.
I got you.
So I wanted to go back the same way. That's cool. I just got lucky and found one. And
yeah, I mean, because how many of those could be out there?
I'm sure they're sought after. I'm sure they're rare.
It's hard to find.
Hang on, is that a Vega with Pontiac taillights? Pull over.
Pull
over. Let's check it out.
Not for sale.
No, it's not for sale, man.
It was basically a twin, and I tried to play it off as it's the same car. We just fixed it.
Yeah, but Sean's not going to let you do that.
Yeah, he won't let me do that. So,
nope.
Well, that's cool. You made it, though. You made the whole trip. You did drag week.
Yeah, two weeks before drag week, we're on the dyno trying to do the drive tune. I mean, that's...
That's cool. You did it. That's awesome.
And then you
came home and ripped all that street car shit out of there and made it
a race
car.
Well, no, I kept it in there for a while.
For a little while. Till you
for
got
a little
beat.
While. Then
where's
I got
the car
beat.
At now? Like, where are you at with the car
Yeah,
now?
What's the deal? Is it running?
I don't want to tell my competitors what I'm doing.
Well, we don't care.
Everybody, you're competitors.
You're not our competitor.
What are you, number
I'm
8?
Not 7.
That's very true, but I know somebody that's not on there right now. He's coming through the list.
You don't want no more of that Pontiac. I promise. That little Pontiac motor.
Shut a Pro Mod down is what's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
A win's going to be a win.
A win is a win. Yep.
Yeah. H-body mod.
H-body. I've never even
No, the car is still apart. I am currently in the process of putting the interior back in it. And,
What
do you have for interior?
Carbon fiber now.
Ooh.
Took the aluminum out.
Vega with carbon fiber.
Yes.
It's an uptown Vega.
We're
custom.
Shaving weight.
You can't just call shaving me. That's not weight. No middle of the mall shit.
No.
You can't just
no
go
middle
get,
of the mall.
You can't just go get carbon parts for a Vega.
There was things in the car that needed to be cut out that were still in there. I just never had time to do, and I did it. I just took the extra. It was time to do it.
And okay.
While the, tell us while the motor's out.
There you go.
So you just lightened the
gutted
car.
Gutted the car.
Oh, gutted it. Oh,
gutted
shit.
It started over.
Started over. How can you gut a fucking Vega? They're gutted. They came from GM gutted. Yeah. I don't even know if their windows rolled down.
Hopefully the car
went. Velcro strap, and they just lifted up.
Had a little button.
Like a Jeep. And it snapped up there.
Like a pro net for a door.
Like a gator net for a tailgate.
Soft top Vega?
I took the back seat
was
out.
A post?
I took the back seat out.
Oh, shit. Okay.
And,
I think it's a hatch, too, isn't it?
Yes.
Real sought after motherfucker
right
there.
It's the real deal. It's legit.
I know whenever he found that Vega, he called me and was like, hey, man, I found a Vega just like mine. I was like, thank God.
I said, do not buy that.
I told him. He told me how much it was. I said, Shane, do not buy that fucking car. I said, don't do it, man. And he did it.
I did it.
Bought it anyway.
Pennsylvania, right?
Because it was a
Maryland. Maryland.
Well, yeah,
Maryland.
It's not every day you come across the hatch.
You don't drive 20 miles and find one of those.
I guess the car was known as a serious grudge racer from Maryland. I didn't know this. I just found it.
Because you're from Elk City.
Yeah. It was a serious grudge racing car. I had no idea, and they called it the Black Plague.
The Black Plague.
Yeah. Yeah, what the deal
I mean,
is.
It has been plaguing the bottom of the list ever since.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we're lighting the car up, put some titanium in it too.
Oh, titanium in a Vega.
Titanium is the cool.
We're hoping it weighs 2,000 pounds. But I don't
how much?
Think it, 2,000 pounds, but I don't think it will be there.
2,000 with you in it?
Yeah.
Are you fucking serious? Where do you think hopefully, it'll be?
Probably 24.
That's a big difference.
That is a big. That's 400 pounds. That's like me fucking getting out of your lap.
Yeah.
I'm hoping my car is going to be 1,500 pounds.
So, but we think it's going to be 27.
It's going to be 27, but hey,
we'll find out. We'll know.
I'm not trying to get my hopes up.
Either way, if it's 2,400, what was it before?
2,780, without me.
2,780 without you?
Yes, without me.
Oh, without.
Oh, and you think you're hoping it's going to be? You took 1,000 pounds out of the car.
Hopefully.
Holy shit.
Where hopefully. The fuck you get 1,000 pounds out that's of a Vega?
How's
it had
that
a lot
like
of stuff in there that didn't need to be there.
Like what? Just, like a Bowflex?
Yeah, I had a
like
bunch.
What was it?
AM, FM, 8-track?
Yeah, I took the radio out.
Was that a 2-ton?
Switching to alcohol.
Ooh.
Doing away with it.
Who's doing this deal?
Travis Quillen.
Oh, damn it.
Is he really?
Yes.
God damn it.
Travis.
So hopefully in 2 weeks I'll be running and I'll be hitting...
We need
heading
him
east.
Not to be making people that we possibly have to race fast.
He's he's the guy that I first got my intake done by. And
how'd you learn about that guy?
From you.
I saw it. Thanks, Sean.
Sorry, man.
You just made number 8. I'm fucking 2,000-pound Vega with titanium and carbon fiber.
He did my intake, and now
I saw your new intake at Quillen's when I picked my car.
Yeah, it's done and benched.
He wouldn't tell me it was yours, just
to
let you know.
Thank God.
He wouldn't tell me it was yours.
Well, everybody knows now.
But, everybody knows now.
But I saw it.
How about them rails? Did you see the size of those?
Yes, I did. I saw it sitting there, and I went, Jesus, whose fucking intake is that? And he was like, oh, some guy from Oklahoma. I was like, is that Shane's? And he's like, I can't say. I was like, you fucker.
He wouldn't tell me.
So, but I knew it was your ready shit.
Yeah.
Nobody's got 16 injectors on an Elderbrock Performer RPM for a small block Chevy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
except for me, I got one, but it's on a Pontiac. I got the same intake.
It's done and being shipped out today.
The intake is?
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen some pictures of it. It looks amazing since he finished it. It really does.
Yeah. There's a lot of work going on there.
Yeah. So you're going to be on methanol.
Yes.
Which kind of methanol?
Because there's M5 VP. My
are you
friend.
Really?
Yes, sir.
M5.
Yes. We're doing it.
Who's going to tune it? Travis.
Yep.
Your dad is going to. You're going to have to get your dad a mask.
via interwebs or what?
No, we are going there.
Really?
Yes.
You're going to go to Athens, Alabama.
Yes. We were always supposed to go there before the whole incident before drag week, and the crash wasn't happening. So he never got to tune it. Only thing he's ever, he told me what to do, pointers, and I've done everything my own, learned everything myself. So from what
he's told me. He's a pleasure to work with. I've had him working on my car personally a lot and before and helping me with stuff and since the beginning, actually. And you'll learn a lot with Travis.
I'm very, very comfortable with the EFI now. When I first got it, I was like, I can't do this. And he's like, yeah, you can. You can do it.
Yeah, it's cool that you stuck with it and you made it happen and you learned it on your own and you
didn't jerk it off and you didn't, you know, put a carburetor or something on it.
Yeah. It's just, you know, that's cool that you stuck with it because I know you're having trouble at first and you come by here and, you know,
ask for help.
Yeah, why like, wouldn't Chief tune your
why,
car?
Why? I'm not going to help.
I know
you
hey. Called multiple times. And yeah.
Why we
got to
bring up old shit?
He wouldn't touch it, huh?
I got my car to work on.
Maybe if it was still a...
Remember when you beat Sean? Let's talk about that.
Oh, let's go back to that.
Let's go back to that.
On an 8.5-inch tire.
Yeah. It's hard to find the time to do all the things I want to do nowadays. So, cars are going on methanol. It's 2,000 pounds, you hope.
It probably won't be.
Well, you know, you can hope.
That was my goal.
I got you. That's a good goal to have.
That was my goal. But there's a space shuttle coming, so I got to get ready for it.
Damn right you do, bitch. Space shuttle. all right. Well, I mean, I think that you're on the fucking right track for sure. And I don't see that car being a bottom five car very long if you can get your shit together.
It shouldn't have been before.
If he can get his crew guys to line him up straight, half the time... Yeah, half the shit. Half of his problem has been hadn't been him.
I called him one time, and it's pretty. You know, I mean, I told him I understand that these are your guys. If my guys were fucking me up, yeah. I would want somebody to tell me. So you need to have a talk with your guys.
They're learning too.
Everybody. Yeah, it's a learning curve for everybody.
And that's the thing.
But the good thing about your crew is even if I stepped in and told them something, they would listen.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's not like they're fuck you, get away. Right. I got this.
Well, you've taken these guys from, you know, old Route 66 out there with a 10-0 car, and you've stuck them in a shark pool full of, you know, pro mods and fucking four-second cars on the street, and now every little thing counts, you know what I mean? So they're
crew's got to be on point.
It don't help none that the car's short. That when the car's so short wheelbase, it's hard to get
it straight.
Yeah,
sometimes it won't do a burnout.
Yeah,
that makes it tough.
Makes me feel
well,
better.
Well, I think a lot of your crew guys' problems is they need to know what their job is.
Yeah,
because you'll have three people backing you up.
Yeah, there'll be three people.
I mean,
standing
and then the person
the
in
car.
The front, what's he looking at? And then you got one guy who does this.
Yeah, there's sometimes that I've seen guys.
I can't see him. All I'm looking at is a guy in front
sometimes
of me.
I can't. I'm standing
around.
I'm standing in the center of the road. I'm trying to be. I have to be. When I'm up there flagging, I really have to be. Impartial, you know what I mean? Like, I can't help and I can't really do much. I just have to stand there and let these guys fuck up, right? And I'm looking, and there's no one in front of Shane's car, and there's four guys behind it with their hands up. And every one of their hands is pointing different directions. It's like I'm looking at the scarecrow back there pointing his fucking arms both ways, and nobody's even in the front of the car. And I was like, how the fuck is Shane supposed to do this at all? How is he supposed to? And he's racing, you know, somebody like Jackie or somebody with a fast-ass car. I'm like, God dang, man, if he had a...
We got it lined out. Cash Days, we sat down
Cash
and had
Days,
a talk.
Cash Days, you did well.
We sat down and had a talk, and we got it lined out.
You did
Who's
well. I made
job's
one of
gonna
the,
do what?
So. One of the fastest, if not the fastest pass I've ever made in my car on the street against you in Cash Days, and it was a fucking hell of a drag race.
Yeah, and then you decided to turn it up.
Well,
it didn't work out.
I wasn't going to turn it down.
Yeah.
I hate turning it down. I did that.
I've never seen you turn it down.
I had to. And I hated it.
Well, that's good. I think you're onto something here. The car's definitely going to be a big time contender the next time you come out with it for sure, which should be very soon.
Yeah,
all the guys are getting the cars together. We're going to be racing real quick.
Put some lighter brakes on it too.
Lighter brakes?
Yes. We're going to do some race brakes.
Race brakes. Yep. Now you're talking.
Get rid of the street stuff.
Good. What about parachutes?
Yes, I have parachute.
Good.
Single.
Well, it's 2,000 pounds.
Yeah.
You could use a towel with some shoes.
Yeah.
Slow the car down.
Throw my hand out the window and it helps.
Throw an anchor out. Hopefully it grabs a telephone pole.
Just go right around
there. I ain't seen a telephone pole in years.
Here we go.
Here we go.
John hates it when you
fucking
call it a
tower line.
Why can't I say telephone pole?
Because it's not there. They don't make telephone poles. Telephone
back when
people mooch off of power line poles.
So I'm supposed to call it a power line
it's
pole.
It's a power line yes. pole. That's what it is.
They bury
I don't
phone
know what
lines
those fucking
now.
Lines are on it. You don't either.
It's power.
You think it is. You didn't go check. You didn't yep. touch it. You didn't
I know.
Put your tongue on it.
I know.
It could be telephone.
You didn't put your tongue on it. I know.
Well, I still think it's telephone cable.
This okay. guy drives around looking at telephone poles going, that one's crooked. We didn't do that job.
Dude, oh, yeah, Sean, yeah.
That's what that shit.
You ride around with Sean, and he does that. He looks at every, because he did power line for so long. Yeah. He looks at every damn telephone pole out there.
Whatever.
Are you going to Georgia? You know, a lot of guys are going to Georgia for the radio race. Are you going down there?
Probably not, unless somebody's going to pay for my plane ticket, so...
Yeah,
I would go if somebody would invite me.
Well, there you go, Shane. Hit Shane up on his Facebook.
What is his Facebook?
What is your Facebook?
My personal? I have a personal.
No, nobody. We don't care about your personal.
It's maxed out, so who cares?
What's your what?
The Blackbird.
How can people follow Shane?
Black
and Bob.
The Blackbird Vega.
The Blackbird Vega.
And Bob has his own page, too.
Bob has his own Facebook page. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
I'll bet it's got more
Does
likes.
Have
than
more
likes? No. He's growing every day, though.
Yeah.
Well, not really, but.
Yeah. He has a heart.
What's Bob's Facebook page?
Bob.
Just Bob?
Bob.
That wasn't taken?
Bob. No.
Bob.
I did that a long time ago to set a page up in case somebody tried to do one and. Social media smash me.
Hey, this ain't no act, guys.
So
this is Shane.
Wait, this
is not an act.
As soon as Facebook
Nobody
came
knew
out,
it.
He made Bob. Yeah.
He took them all. He's probably got the Twitter. He's got the Instagram. No.
So you're telling me that when Facebook started, you got on board early with the Bob page just to make sure you sealed that deal up so nobody could take it from you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, hey. That makes a lot of sense.
Instagram. Shane McElary.
Shane McElroy.
Yeah. Henson can't say it right to save his life.
What's Henson say?
McElroy.
No, he says a lot McCleary. Of different ones.
He says it different every time. So
it's something different, yeah.
Oh, God, that's funny. All right, so you're not going to Georgia. We, however, will be in Georgia.
I would love to go to Georgia.
I'm so excited.
Have you ever thought about putting a small tire on your
You thought about putting a radial on yours?
Hey, I would give it a try. I used to race small tires. I'd give it a try.
Right on.
I may not do very well, but I would try it.
You would try it.
I'd try it.
Bob may not ride with you.
Yeah, he already gripes already for the big tire stuff. So.
Bob really has a page? You just looked it up. Bob has a Facebook page. All right, we got to get Bob's Facebook page above Shane's. Whatever we got to do.
I need to get my page up.
Oh, shit. All right. We are going to Georgia. We're going to be there racing our cars on the drag radials. February 19th through the 21st.
Yeah.
16 days till I have to be there.
Yeah.
Is what I was told. No, 15 days till I have to be there.
It's like 16.
Days.
Today's like 16 days till the race.
The radio
race. We have to be there a couple days early.
Georgia race falls on the same weekend as the Dallas Supercross.
I'm pretty sure that in 14 days from right now, we'll be on the road.
Oh, shit.
In fact, we'll be on the road from yesterday.
My car isn't ready and doesn't. It doesn't even run. I've never driven it. It doesn't drive. It's not. It's not even. So.
But you're gonna change all that soon. It's coming. It's really coming together.
It's really 14 days left. Like, what are we gonna do with the rest of the time?
Hang out. Yeah. Sit in the lawn chairs.
So
we're gonna look at it.
Yeah, I'm gonna show up down there and enter in the radial versus the world class. Which is the fastest class on radials in the world?
315.
Yeah. Well, I'm on a. Something like 315. I'm on a 29 pro bracket radial mod tire.
Oh.
Yes.
So it's
slick.
One of them secret tires.
No, it's in the rules. There's two part numbers in the rules.
There are two part numbers.
I bought the first part number and
didn't like
Stevie
them.
Fast told me I was dumb, so I got the second part number. And now
Stevie Fast kind of knows
me anymore.
He knows what he's doing. So.
Yep. So, So there you go. We're going to be in Georgia. Sean's in the Pro 275 class.
All right, I'm going to attempt to,
Fastest cars on 275 radials ever. What's the ET in that class, 420s?
I imagine there's going to be three or four people in the teens. But other than that, I think there will be a handful of people in the 20s. And then I feel like even the test hits that I made this last weekend, I'll qualify.
So you already went out on the radials.
I did. I went out Saturday, and I just, shook it down. Everything was new to me. Shook never it all right. never had it. Yeah, I mean, the first couple passes, I really shook it down. And
literally.
Yeah, I was watching your videos earlier.
It shook its ass off.
A lot
man.
Of comments on your videos.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of comments there. It looked like what color are those gloves?
They're clear.
They look tan. They're clear. They look like a opaque, like beige.
Yeah. They're natural skin. Mine's natural skin color.
You had them matched to your natural skin
color? They're clear.
Yeah, it looks like, I mean, they're free moving. It looks like your actual hands.
It doesn't look like I have anything on.
Doesn't even look like you're wearing flame retardant
gloves. That's right. But I did. I had them with me.
You did. They were in the seat next to
you. they were.
That way, just in case, if the fire breaks out,
I'd have put them on. For all the people out there that wishing that I burnt my hands up, I had my gloves.
If a fire would have broke out, you'd have reached over in the seat and grabbed them, put them on real quick.
I would have.
What about the shoes? You're wearing Vans.
They are fire retardant.
Fire retardant. Fire resistant.
Yeah. They resist a little fire. They're not retardant. I don't know what I was thinking. And the socks were also. God.
We've been told that a company called Shiver Carts, Joey at Shiver Carts, is going to be in Georgia renting big, badass, four-wheel drive, tricked-out golf carts.
Yeah.
For people to drive around at the race.
Yeah.
He is going to loan us two. He's going to loan us two big, badass golf carts.
Is there a mud pit?
A what?
A mud pit?
A mud pit.
Back in the back. We can go play with them. You said they're four-wheel drive.
I'm not playing with you in a mud pit.
They're four-wheel drive?
I don't know if they're four-wheel drive. They're lifted.
Who said they were four-wheel drive?
I thought he just said this.
I heard they were lifted.
They're just lifted. Okay.
It's two-wheel drive that's just lifted.
Oh, okay, cool. Don't wreck it.
I don't fucking know. I heard they're big, badass golf carts.
Don't wreck it, Sean.
Joey, if you can get us some four-wheel drive golf carts, we might need them. So now we don't have to walk to the bathroom.
Well, I thought they was going to have a porta-potty there for you.
No, we don't know.
Y'all are so high class.
No, we're not. That's just it. No one gives a fuck.
Oh. Yeah.
We literally, in this world,
just use somebody's trailer that has a bathroom.
Yeah, no. They're not going to let us use their trailer. Yeah. We use a bathroom. Ain't nobody going to come in there taking a stinking shit in their trailer.
Yeah.
Although I would like to take a big fucking lofty, juicy one in Keith Berry's trailer. Just let it linger in there. Yeah. Yeah, they don't.
He'll dump the shitter right there.
Yeah, right there in the fucking pits.
Yeah, in the water box.
Duck X Productions is who's putting on that race, and he's really
a shit talker.
Not really a supporter of ours. I think he's got good intentions, but man, he really lets people know how much we suck.
He does. He does. And you know, about
he's not afraid
wasting
of
our time and shit.
Yeah, we're
he's not afraid.
We're wasting our time. But dude, it's $50,000 to win. Okay? $50,000 to
Mine's
win.
Not.
I don't care. Like, everyone that can put that tire on their car should be there. It's $50,000 to win. You get put a $400 set of tires on your car and you get to go race for $50,000. Dude, that's a no-brainer in my opinion. Plus it's the biggest radio race of the
first round
the world ever.
Yeah, it's going to be cool.
First round. I'll be lucky if I make the first round. Right now, the fucking car doesn't even run, so I may not even qualify.
Oh.
So
push it to the line.
Yeah, so I'll be taking a lot of pictures with fans in the pits all weekend.
That's all right. It'll be fine.
Keith Haney, who owns the Tulsa track, has secretly built himself a radial car for the class that we're running in, Radio versus the World, for that class. He's built a car for that in secret and announced
it. Oh, really?
And now he's announced it, and he's so confident that he's telling everyone on the internet and making videos and stuff how he's going to kick everybody's ass. And they're really giving him
what's
shit.
His time on the videos? What? Oh, he hadn't posted no time.
How long are his videos?
He hasn't made it.
What do you mean?
Passes.
Oh, I know. It's a brand new. He's never done.
Not even done.
Nope. He's just going to come kick everybody's ass.
He's just talking shit.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And thankfully.
Confident.
Thankfully for Keith Haney. Thankfully for us, Keith Haney has showed up talking all this
shit.
It
took some of it off of us.
Because they have really let off of us a little bit. Because they were bashing us really hard for a while. And now they're on to Keith Haney, and we're under the radar right now, and that's a good thing.
Man.
So
yeah. I'd love to go down there. I'd love to race, but I don't doubt they'd let my car in.
Well, you'd have to put radios on it.
No, I know. If I put radials on it, I don't think they'd let me in. I'd like to race a Class Johns in.
Oh, well, then, no, they wouldn't.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they let you?
Because he has a strut car.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you could be in my class.
A-arm. It's A-arm, but it's...
You'd have to be in his class.
Yeah.
You could be in my class.
I can't run with
neither can I.
That I mean, I just seen a video. What was that? 489?
What?
Wasn't there a video? 489?
394. Oh, I mean, yeah, Dwayne Mills went 394. Daniel Ferris went 394. Like
389 of Mills is fastest pass.
I have yet to see a video of Mills run a 389.
Yeah, I didn't see that either.
Sean said that he had been 389, but I haven't seen the video.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, now I'm sorry. Go 394 in Bradenton. I did see that happen.
391, wasn't it?
Oh, did he go 391? I thought he went 394, 208.
I don't know.
391. Jesus.
It could have been an old video.
I thought it was a 91. I wasn't.
But anyways, the 390s.
Yeah, it's going to take really fast, consistent car.
You can't run under 4.0, you're not going to take it home. Fuck. Sorry.
Thanks, Shane. Thanks for the vote of confidence there.
What did Bob think about it?
Yeah, what about Bob?
Hang on. Shh. I agree.
I don't know.
Sounds good.
Well,
yep.
Shane's the only one here who knows what he said.
He said, fuck yeah, let's go do it. Somebody supply the tires and the rims and we'll go.
Jesus Christ, you want a plane ticket and tires and wheels before you'll go.
Yeah.
You don't want much, do you?
Not much.
Well, there you go. Kentucky, find us some, what do we got? We got some good good Facebook questions for Shane and Bob.
There are some good ones.
Let's have it. I got to get back to work on my car because Shane's just informed me that I don't have a fucking chance.
That if you don't run 4.0s, you're wasting your fucking time, is what he said.
Are you going to do drag week again, Shane?
No. Not in this car.
Why not?
Because it's not a street car no more.
And
I can't whine if I get outrun now.
You did for a while. That shit was annoying.
You can't say street car.
Hey, it was funny.
Shane always says, I'll kick your ass.
Hey, Reaper didn't get around me with a radiator.
You ain't sitting here either. You wouldn't say that shit.
He got his hands around your fucking throat.
He put his fucking hands around your fucking throat. Yeah. Damn right he did.
And Shane goes, woo.
He was the mad, buddy.
He was so mad.
Has that made
you
TV yet?
Hey, I don't know.
No.
I don't think they. I don't.
No.
Oh, they cut it out.
Yeah, they
that
cut
part,
it out.
That part happened.
Oh,
they didn't show
I,
it.
I think it's next no. season. I think they're going to show it.
It happened.
Yeah, they didn't show it.
I think they're going to.
He was, probably, he was doubled up like
they probably will show it next season.
Somebody
comes up and goes, Shane's fighting. And Sean goes, Shane's
not fucking. Somebody come and run over to me. Shane's back there fighting. I go, Shane ain't fighting.
I opened my mouth at the wrong time and the wrong person.
Yeah, you did.
Hey, sometimes, man, it happens.
If it's Sean would be just like, yeah, whatever, and walk away.
Well, yeah, you don't call somebody like him
I didn't really know Reaper very well when he come in here. And I didn't know any.
I just wanted to say, I fucked up. I didn't mean to say that.
He's a big guy. I mean, he's big.
He's red.
Yeah.
And I made him mad.
Yeah, God damn, he was mad.
And now me and him, are cool. We're cool.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're cool now.
Last time I talked to him, he told me about how much he likes you.
So I like him too. After I got to know him, I like a guy.
Well, there you go.
So he just knows that I'm not gonna back down from anybody.
Yeah, he just got to set some ground rules.
Sometimes you just gotta check him, huh?
Once he checked you, everything was cool.
I gotta know my limit. What I can say to the guy.
He said, that's what he just said. He said, now that Reaper knows I ain't gonna back down. I mean, you know, sometimes you gotta check him.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
So
what else you got, Kentucky?
This one's for you because there's been like 10,000 people ask. Whatever happened to the woolly mammoth?
The fucking woolly mammoth. Man. That was a Vega.
The Vega wagon.
That did have a Vega. We had a Vega
wagon.
We won that fucking woolly mammoth car on the show. It was another ratty ass. It's like the Vega episode. We're
big
talking
block
here.
On
Vega.
Mattress, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It was a Vega wagon and it had 3 inches of hair all over it. It was called the woolly mammoth. And we hustled that pink show out of that car and brought it home. And what happened to that car is the host of the show that everybody likes so much.
Yeah.
he Such promised the guy who owned the car that there's no way in hell that they'd lose it to us. And if they did, he'd make it right. And so they called us and said that they wanted the car back. And we told them we'd had to have 10 grand because we broke it. As soon as we got home, we took it to Thunder Valley and Dave crashed it. Almost tried to hit our other car with it, broke the rear coil over and damn near went into the wall, crossed the center line, put it on two wheels. And then we told the host of the show,
wheelbase.
I said, you want to buy it? It's 10 grand. Come get it. And they sent Ken Herring up here and wrote us a check for 10 grand and fucking took the car. So it went back to Arizona area. Bradley from Braswell Carburetors, last time I heard, he owned the car. Yeah. Charles with the big goatee from Pink's had the car originally, and then I think Bradley has it now. Last I heard, anyway.
Yep.
I'm not a fan of wagons. Vegan wagons.
Oh, I like any wagon.
Sorry, H-body lovers, but I don't like the wagons.
It's a wagon.
I like anything that's a wagon.
Sidekick on sidekick. Who would win in a fight, Bob or Asian?
Sidekick on sidekick.
Probably Bob. Because soon as Asian punched him, he'd get fiberglass in his hand. He'd be out.
I mean, dude, Asian's pretty wiry.
Yeah, Asian's wiry.
He's pretty scrappy. He's got all them veins and stuff. Looks like a road map on his little yellow arms. He does. Bob.
Is he on the place where you get your nails done?
Bob.
No, he doesn't.
Bob, that's why Bob's not allowed to talk. When he talks, he says racist things.
I know.
All right, next question.
Is the Pro Charger you have on your car, in fact, Murder Nova's old Pro Charger?
No. If I do recall, Kyle Coy bought that Pro Charger and ended up was not going to work for his application and sold it to somebody in Denver, Colorado.
There you go.
That's Shane's own Pro Charger.
That's Shane's Pro Charger.
Mine is custom, specially built from Pro Charger. Secret squirrel stuff.
Wow.
Nobody knows about.
Really?
Yeah. Prototype.
You have a prototype Pro Charger?
Yes.
Wow.
Secret.
They really went out
it's
on a limb.
It's an F3.
There.
I know it.
They really went out on a limb there.
Yeah.
They're letting it Shane grew. And Bob do some R&D for them?
Yep. It grew.
R&D. What?
It grew from an F2 to F3.
But you got F3 now, but it's a secret, super special custom
it's
F3.
Special.
But like a 126, huh?
Made for the Blackbird.
Mm-hmm.
Vega
anyway. Murder. Something like that. I don't know.
What was going through your mind when that cup of coffee from Richard Clark hit you in the side of the
man.
Face?
Hey, Shane, I've known you for a long time, man. And that is the maddest I've ever seen you.
You know, if I would have been looking at him,
we're talking about the cash days of season finale last season when Richard Clark threw the cup of
Dave
coffee at
was
Dave.
Mouthing at him to try to get him to get a race out of him.
Yes.
And
it's clearly obvious what Dave
some
was
some other
Dave
stuff did happened earlier because I guess Dave was pitted right across from him. Is this correct?
I don't know.
I don't
and
know.
Some
I don't
words
know.
Were
if it's
said
if you
from
say it.
Right now,
let's
whatever
say
you
it.
Say.
Some words were between them two, and Dave told him to fuck off or something and get away from me, whatever. And then on driver's meeting, Dave was talking smack to him and trying to get a race out of him.
You've known Richard Clark for a long time, right?
No.
Yeah. Oh, come on now. He's
no.
from Elk.
No.
Didn't he live in Elk?
Yes, for a very short time.
Okay,
he
so
thought
you knew
he
him
was
then
another
when
one of them guys
Elk.
That thought they come to town. He bought a car, never raced it before in his life. I seen his first pass at Thunder Valley. The guy still had water on the tires when he went to the light. He didn't know how to do a burnout.
Why does he make everybody think that he's such an old school street racer?
I don't know. He says he used to race up here in the 405 when he was younger.
But he tells everybody up here he raced in Elk City with all y'all.
Yeah.
He raced one time at the Sarah Street races, and he never come back.
Reminds me of fucking 21 Jump Street.
He got outrun by a small tire Camaro.
Nobody knows these fucking guys.
No.
So Richard Clark throws a cup of coffee, tries to hit Dave with it, and it literally like showered you in
you got
hot
me
of it. Backwash from Richard's.
Who else?
Smoke got a lot of
smoke. Me and smoke, I think, pretty much got the. It hit Dave. The cup hit Dave right in the back of the
Describe
neck.
Describe smoke
it just,
so people know who he is.
Man, yeah, I can't explain that guy. All I know is his watch has got more money in it than my car.
That's fake. That watch ain't got no money in it.
Nobody knows who he is, so just describe him to the fans. How would you know him if you saw him if you were a fan? Who is Smoke?
His voice. Man, he sticks out like a sore thumb.
I would have to say.
And he is.
I would have to say the best way to describe Smoke is.
He's got the money.
He's the guy that Sean said, where's the fuck is your car?
Yeah, I like Smoke.
That's Smoke.
He got underneath John's skin down in Louisiana.
He's got nothing real about that fucking watch.
Yeah, nothing at all.
I promise you that.
I got pictures of it. You want to see
hell no.
It's
turned
huge.
His arm green.
Yeah,
turned
miss
his
it.
Arm green.
So,
can't miss it.
So you got hit with the coffee.
If it had been coming straight at me, like I'm looking at you now, and I had seen it coming.
Yes, you are looking at me very good.
It wouldn't be that bad. Clint Eastwood style.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have been that bad.
If you'd have squinted.
Yeah.
Man, it hit me right in the side of the face. In my
ear. He got pretty mad.
And I just blew up. And
they didn't show this on the show, but in the driver's meeting after the fight and after we got back together, and Richard and Dave had both agreed to race and draw, and everybody was okay. As I was fixing to commence with the driver's meeting and finish this round, I'm scanning the crowd just to make sure everybody's cool. And, you know, you're like going over the crowd and I'm looking at them, and each one, I'm like, yeah, he's okay, smile, 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 everybody's okay, everybody's
and then,
okay.
Boom.
And
they were happy to be there.
Dude, I had to like pull back onto Shane and go, oh, fuck. Like, yeah, that guy is still fucking mad, dude. Like, I sat there, I couldn't even finish what I was saying because I looked at him, I was like, holy shit, this guy's going to fucking kill somebody. Yeah. And I had to actually stop the driver's meeting and take Shane off to the side, away from everybody. And
what'd y'all talk about?
Mostly about how he outran you that time, a long time ago.
Did he ask you why y'all was over there
talking?
That
was the second day.
Did you tune his car?
That was the second day. Yeah. Damn it. That don't happen.
Did you say, Shane, why are you so mad? Oh, man, I've been calling and calling.
You won't answer.
And, you don't ever answer your calls. I've texted you, and you just won't tune my car, man.
Text his wife, and his wife says he's really busy.
No, I said, what's wrong, Shane? He's like, I just feel bad for Sean. That's the second time I've outrun him, and he just can't get it figured out. He's got all that money in that fucking car, and he went out first round, and I just feel terrible. No, actually, I took him over. I said, Shane, man, I said, I haven't known you a long time. I said, but what I do know of you is you're a damn good guy. And I said, but I can see that there is something fucking wrong with you right now, and I do not want to keep going if you're gonna kill somebody. Like, he looks like he's gonna like walk around behind everybody and then start stabbing people. You know what I mean?
Did he
like,
say, "Do you feel lucky?"
Do you feel lucky, punk? Woo!
And then you go, yes. What? And he goes, "Well, do you, punk?"
Well, yes, I do. I outrun Sean.
I said, man, I said, I need to know that you're going to be okay. And he was like, I'm not. And I was like, oh, fuck. And I was like, what? And he's like, man, I'll be okay, but I'm mad. And I was like, I know you are. I was like, so do you want to race or do you want to go over and finish this? Because if you want to go over there, I was like, we'll go over there right now and we'll let you and Richard Clark square off right here, right now. I said, but you must know that if this happens, I'm not so sure that the TV people are going to let us finish racing. Like, if we start just you know, standing off and betting on fights, I'm pretty sure they're going to put the cameras up. And then they're going to go home. We're going to have to go do this somewhere else. And Shane sat there, and he was like, man, he's like, I'll calm down. I just need a minute. And I was like, all right, take as long as you need, my friend, or at least until we get done drawing. Hopefully you'll be all right. And he's like, I will. He's like, I just want to race. And I was
like, there's okay. There's a little backstory to that, what kind of made me – even matter.
See, this is what I'm talking
deep.
About.
It's a backstory.
It's way deeper than what he's acting.
I can see it when he was in the driver's meeting, how fucking mad he
was.
It wasn't just about that
you've
coffee.
You've known Richard for a while.
It wasn't just about that coffee.
Well, he come to town, thought he was the fastest thing around. Man, that was the time when I was putting my car together.
And Shane was the fastest around.
And I didn't have it done yet. Okay. So anyways,
Bob,
but
handle this shit, Bob.
He got outrun by a small tire Camaro over the Sarah Street races, and then it kind of, he faded away. So, but anyways, we was at the Armageddon race, and I drew him first round.
I outran you at the Armageddon.
Yeah, lucky fucker.
Okay, I was just saying, I only went like a
5-10 by much.
On that
not
pass.
By much.
I know, I only went like a 5-10 on that pass.
Fucking working your ass off to get around
hey, Sean, you want to turn it up? I go, fuck no, I'm raising Shane. Yeah. I didn't turn it up.
These two, we're never going to be able to get
done. Then when I left, you're over there looking at my rear tires going,
I watched you before I left. I wanted to make sure I didn't jump. So I gave you the hit.
Yeah.
And he wanted to see the Pontiac taillight.
Yeah. Anyway. First time I'd never seen him before. So...
So,
sneak peek. Right,
so okay, at Armageddon, what happened? Why are you and Richard Clark?
We drew each other, and I was on my scooter back to my trailer.
Were you nut to butt with Bob?
No. Bob was in the car. He was guarding it. Make sure nobody didn't sabotage it.
Right. Sabotage.
Anyways, he was in a golf cart in front of me. Well, he had a driver. He goes, hey, hold on. He gets out of his
car. Wait a minute, he had a driver or like somebody else was driving the golf cart?
Yeah.
You make it sound like he had a driver for his golf cart.
Driver in the golf cart driving him around. He gets out and he wants to shake my hand. And I'm like, no, I ain't shaking your hand. And I drove off. And he goes, well, then fuck you then.
Why wouldn't you shake his hand?
You motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
He threw in you motherfucker. He threw in a motherfucker on him. Well, fuck you.
Anyways,
motherfucker.
I just. I think he's a. He's a shit talker on the internet, and then he don't back it up.
So, you were steaming.
So,
and not just from backwash coffee.
It just, I don't know if this is true or not, but I've heard rumors that he's ripped some people off. So I don't know if it's true or not, and I'm not going to talk bad about the guy, but.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
It doesn't sound like you're talking bad about him here.
That's, so, that's what I heard.
I didn't want to talk bad about somebody.
I have not physically had any.
Heard that from me.
Have not physically heard anything bad about him. All I know is he had a dino.
You just said you heard he rips people off.
I haven't physically had any dealings with him.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Mentally, you've had some dealings.
Anyways, I heard he had a dino on sale on. Racing Junk or Performance Trading Group, one of the two, and some friends of mine tried to call him to go look at it. We was interested in buying it, and we never could go look at it. Well, it's
shady
for sale,
motherfucker.
But we never could go look at it. It's in storage.
I had
in
no
storage.
Idea. He fucked up. I had no idea.
We was trying to purchase a diamond.
And he wouldn't even let you look at it.
Yeah, we could never get to go look at it.
I didn't ever realize... That you know how pissed off Tommy Berry got. Okay, you're from Elk. Tommy Berry's from Elk. I assume that you know Tommy Berry really well.
What did we ever run around together?
I used to hang out with him every once in a while at the lake. I always liked Tommy.
Tommy's a big lake guy.
Really, really upset. He came over there trying to fight Chuck whenever this deal was all over.
Yeah,
you know. So how is him and Tommy such good buddies?
I don't know. I think him and Tommy met from racing, and I guess they become pretty good friends. I don't know.
So I didn't know how well
all
you
I know
and Tommy were, you know, if y'all were very close.
No,
or what.
I know Tommy, but I know I'm not that close.
Okay.
I don't call him up and ask him to come over for barbecues. I ask you, but you never come over.
God damn. See, it goes deeper than
Sean,
that.
You don't go to Shane's barbecues, man.
I guess not, man.
So
I don't know what to say.
I feel
about
like
that.
The longer we're in here, the more he's going to come up with. He's going to really let loose.
I know. Remember that time
I'm not sure.
I asked you to come to my barbecue and you didn't.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Remember that time I asked you if you wanted a beer and went in the store? Come
I
back out with
time
a 30?
That we were riding our motorcycles on the highway and you handed me a beer.
Yeah.
This fool, man, we would go out on our motorcycles and he's, hey, pull over. We're going to go to a convenience store. And I was like, what for? And he's like, we're going to get some beer. And I was thinking, hell, are we going to do with this beer? He gets a 30. He comes out of there with a 30 pack. We're on motorcycles, like crotch rocket motorcycles. And
different ones, though.
Yeah, not nut to butt. Okay. We weren't together.
No.
And they were blackbirds.
Yes, blackbirds.
Wow.
So you didn't
double
even
X blackbirds.
He knew that. Double X
1100s.
And he drove around all night with this 30 pack on the tank of his motorcycle.
We almost drank it all.
Nice job, guys.
That was
man. We were stupid. Yeah. Stupid.
Pretty stupid.
Anyways.
Nice job. All right. We're gonna do the top 10. Cause if it gets any creepier in here, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm following you.
Carburetor fuel injected.
EFI.
Farm truck or Asian?
I had to probably go with Asian.
Really?
I like farm truck, but just a little too old.
Whoa, it's not your type.
I mean, we're not talking about going out on a date with him or nothing like that.
I don't know.
He doesn't relate to things like I relate to things. He relates to things like my dad and him can talk about, reminisce about old times.
Okay.
Next.
Yeah.
Don't drag it out, man. Next.
I'm trying not to. The creepiness is thick.
The creepiness is thick right now.
It's real strong in here right now. Oh. I think that's it.
Well,
cut.
Thanks for coming, Shane.
It's a wrap.
I'm looking at this number 4 and I just don't know if I can ask you.
Our producer would be like, done.
Big tires, small. We know that's drag week or grudge race at the track? If you were going to the track, would you rather do drag week or grudge race?
I'd rather grudge race.
Grudge race. What about no prep?
I'm out on grudge race or no prep? I'd rather grudge race.
Grudge race.
No prep is fucking dangerous.
What?
It's dangerous. No prep.
Number 5.
I'd rather race on the street.
Moving on.
Nitrous or turbo?
Neither. Pro charger.
That's
still boosted.
Number 3.
Number four.
Shaved or hairy?
Shaved.
Oh, shit. I got you a little beard going on there. Huh?
Yes. I told myself I wasn't going to shave until I had my car back together.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How long is that?
It's been too damn long.
3 months?
It's been too long.
How long does it take since to grow something like that?
Since we got back from PRI.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow, you don't grow a whole lot, huh?
Nope.
All right. Number three, small block or big block?
I'm a small block.
There we go.
True and hard.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about. Small block.
But all aluminum big block would be really nice.
Yeah, we do have a lot of common. We fucked you up.
Damn it. You walk smooth into that one.
Number two, Doc or Monza?
Oh, that's a tough one. Monza.
Whoa, that
wasn't that tough. That's a tough one, Monza.
Number one, street or track?
Street.
All right, that's enough of you. We're fucking out of here. Y'all be careful. See you next time.
Peace out.
Shane and Bob, Facebook. Yep. Bob Facebook,
Bob.
Really.
Bob Facebook.
Blackbird Bay.
Get Bob up there.
Yeah, get Bob up
Shane
there.
Shane McAlary on Instagram.
Just have Bob.
Yeah.
It'll be less creepy.
Yeah.
Chief and Sean Show Facebook page. Let us know who you want on, and we'll do our best to get him out here. We got Shane. Yeah. You think it's easy to get Shane out here? You think he's just sitting around doing nothing?
It costs a lot to get him here.
See ya.
Peace.